Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for our last 15 minutes this morning, we are looking for a Democrat, a Republican, and a swing voter to go on the air together and discuss the question, what should President Obama fight for in 2010? A liberal, a conservative, or a Democrat, or a Republican, either way you want to look at it, and a swing voter to go on the air together and discuss the question, what should President Obama fight for in 2010? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You know, on our website right now, we've got our collaborative State of the Union speech writing underway, and that's becoming a fascinating project where some of you are actually editing a draft of a State of a Union speech together. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to join in on that with other Brian Lehrer Show listeners to write a group draft of a State of the Union address. And we want to bring a version of this onto the air right now and have a group call in on the question, what should President Obama fight for in 2010? He says he wants to fight. What should he fight for? And that's basically what the State of the Union address is these days, right? Once they get the pomp and ceremony and self-congratulation out of the way, a presidential to-do list. And this year, they're signaling that it'll be a presidential to fight for list. So what should President Obama fight for and in 2010? But this call-in will be a little different from the usual kind. We're looking for three people to go on the air together, a Democrat, a Republican, and a swing voter, or if you prefer, someone who considers yourself a liberal or progressive, someone who considers yourself a conservative, and someone who considers yourself a centrist between the two major parties. What should President Obama fight for in 2010? Obviously, if we get too many from one group and not enough from another group, we're going to bump some of you, so don't be insulted. But anyone willing to come out and play? We want one Democrat or liberal, one Republican or conservative, and one centrist or swing voter. And I realize these terms are imperfect, but basically you know who you are. We want someone who identifies with each of those categories to call up and discuss the question, what should President Obama fight for in 2010? And we want to put you on together and not have a debate, not have a fight, but have a discussion about what should the president be fighting for as he delivers his State of the Union speech tomorrow night and thereafter. Now, as your calls are coming in, all this new fight talk from the president reminded me, and I mentioned this on the air yesterday, so now we're going to hear a little of it. It reminds me of John McCain's Republican convention speech in 2008 when he was nominated as the presidential candidate of the Republican Party. Anyone remember how much he used the word fight?
I'm going to fight for my cause every day as your president. I'm going to fight to make sure every American has every reason to thank God, as I thank him, that I'm an American, a proud citizen of the greatest country on earth. And with hard work, strong faith, and a little courage, great things are always within our reach. Fight with me. Fight with me. Fight for what's right for our country. Fight for the ideals and character of a free people. Fight for our children's future. Fight for justice and opportunity for all. Stand up to defend our country from its enemies. Stand up for each other, for beautiful, blessed, bountiful America. Stand up, stand up, stand up and fight.
Whoa, he was really ready to fight. I was getting out of the way. So that was John McCain in St. Paul in 2008. Now we have President Obama in Ohio last Friday.
So long as I have some breath in me, so long as I have the privilege of serving as your president, I will not stop fighting for you. I will take my lumps, but I won't stop fighting to bring back jobs here. I won't stop fighting for an economy where hard work is rewarded. I won't stop fighting to make sure there's accountability in our financial system. I'm not going to stop fighting until we have jobs for everybody.
President Obama last Friday. So now you got him taking the word fight and mashing it out there 150,000 times. John McCain did it at a Republican convention in 08, and now we are looking for a Democrat, a Republican, and a swing voter to go on the air together and discuss the question, what should President Obama fight for in 2010? And I think we've got our crew, Lisa in Purchase, Scott in Soho, and Mark in Watchung. Lisa, are you there? Lisa, can you hear me from Purchase?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, hi.
Hi. And you're identifying as the Democrat or liberal, right?
Yes.
And Scott in Soho, are you there?
Yep.
And you're identifying as our conservative in this conversation?
I would say conservative, not really Republican.
Okay. And Mark in Watchung, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you're gonna be the centrist in this conversation?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, I guess it only depends on where the people next to you actually are, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, Scott, you want to kick it off? What should the president fight for this year?
Well, I think to be able to do anything with regard to his agenda for, either health care or, global warming or whichever, I think that in the state that the economy is in right now, he's really got to fight for giving money back to just business. And I know that sounds terrible, like, oh, big, nasty corporations, but I own a small business. I started with, $250,000 of my own money after working in New York for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with that $250,000, I have 30 employees that we've managed to keep all of them through the recession, but it's been kind of tough. But, if I can do that with $250,000, that kind of makes what happened with this bailout money and how much job creation money that they've already spent, it's just wasted by the government. I think if you give it to the private citizen, we'll do the right thing with it. And I think that's what he has to focus on. Give money back to the American people, and they'll create jobs.
Lisa, come on in. What should the president fight for this year?
Well, I think that he really needs, just to add on what he was saying, what he first stated that the president needs to kind of work on what he promised during his campaign about his agenda. And I really think that one of the major points has been health care reform. And I understand that there's been a lot of debate about it, but polls show that Americans really do want some type of health care reform. And even if it's not exactly what liberal Democrats want, I think that it's really important that he tries to get something through this year.
Mark and Watchung, where would you start? What should the president be fighting for?
I think he should be fighting to get everyone to start working together. I think that having these parties clash so violently is really stopping progress and stopping from getting help to the people in America that need it.
So how do you start coming to a common agenda here? Lisa, what do you want to Scott, what do you want to ask your fellow listeners here?
I would go back to the basics. I don't think it's just Democrats or Republicans. I think that who we have in Congress right now, everybody is just pretty corrupt. I look at special, everybody says, oh, we're going to put a hold on special interests. It doesn't matter which side you go to. They all have too many special interests. They've all been there too long. Once they learn the game, they just play along, and that's how they keep getting reelected. But I think to work together, I really think you have to do things like get rid of the old guy and bring in the new people. And I think getting back to the health care thing, I agree. I pay health insurance, and it's outrageously expensive. But I would ask, anybody that's liberal that says, hey, let's go ahead and – or a Democrat, I should say, that's supporting this health care bill, give some real details. I think it's just – if you look at the size of the bill and how much it's going to cost, you can't tell where the money's going. I think we should make incremental little changes and try and help people that way instead of, trying to wholesale change it, because the government doesn't run anything right,
Lisa,
nothing efficiently.
Lisa,
virtually nothing.
Mark, go ahead. Were you trying to get
healthcare.
In? Go ahead, on whatever.
Okay. Well, I think that a government-run healthcare would be amazing right now, but the problem is, it's been torn apart. The bill itself, I think, needs to go back and be restructured, because it's just people keep on fighting about these tiny things in it, and the whole idea of it has been ruined. So going back to the start and starting over, as some people wanted to, I don't think would be such a bad idea.
Lisa, join in.
I mean, honestly, I am all for universal health care. I just don't think that that is a realistic goal right now. You've had so much debate over the last year. You've had a lot of kind of back and forth between both sides of the spectrum. And, you know, I think it would be great if we could go back to the start and maybe reevaluate what's been going on. But we've wasted so much time on, you know, this bill already. I think that what we have right now, what we're debating about, is making sure that people can't be denied coverage if they get sick. You know, it's a lot of very small but extremely important revisions that could be made to healthcare law, and I think that we need to go ahead and put that through so that we can move on to other things like, you know, financial regulation and, all, you know, a lot of economic points on the agenda so that we have kind of this, all right, we did this, you know, we started reforming healthcare, now we can move on to other things that, you know, Americans feel really important. They're really struggling right now. You know, this is a huge, it's the worst, you know, recession that we've seen since the Great Depression. And so we really need to, you know, put that behind us. Maybe we have a little bit more security when we're talking about health care, and then we can move on to other items on the agenda.
And it's interesting that you guys are gravitating back toward the health care debate. I think the president is mostly going to try to move on. I'm sure he'll mention it, and we'll see how much he tries to fight to salvage it tomorrow night. But he's also going to bring up this freeze on domestic spending outside Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and a few other things. And I don't know, what else should he be fighting for, Mark, besides health care?
I think he should be fighting to better use of our tax dollars right now. I think way too much is spent on the military and not enough is spent on domestic policy. It's just a huge amount that's being thrown away overseas, and right here we're all suffering. So I don't understand why we can't do something about that.
Come on in, yeah. Scott. Oh, Lisa. Scott, go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I was going to say the discretionary spending and having Obama move towards that and throw a couple little tidbits out to everybody, which is great. Anytime the government cuts taxes or gives tax credits is a great thing, I think. But they've already spent so much money that this little bit of, they said, okay, we're going to increase discretionary spending by 40% or so, you know, at the beginning of the year, and now we're going to go ahead and freeze it. But the increase is already in there. So it's not really attacking the budget problem or, you know, making our dollar stronger or anything like that. It's just kind of like, okay, this is going to sound good for the, you know, for the American people. I mean, Obama's taking a big hit right now because he hasn't really accomplished, you know, the great big things. But I think that if he actually takes a step back and starts doing more of these little things, they actually have a pretty good impact. But, you know, I think he has to go a lot further if he's going to, you know, create jobs or do anything like that, because so far what he's doing is just not working.
You like that, Lisa?
Well, unfortunately, when it comes to economics, it's very hard. I mean, you have policies that will help the macroeconomic stability of the country, but, you know, when you're talking about economics in general, we've had for the last 20 years this amazing, incredible boom, and inevitably that there's going to be a bust, and right now we're in the bust. And because we've had so much long, sustained growth, it's inevitable that we're going to have this kind of downslope. But what we need to do is be, and I think what he was kind of talking about, is that we need to have these small little steps, little things that will impact everyday Americans' lives. And while we're doing that, focus on, okay, what can we do as far as currency goes? What can we do as far as, you know, the deficit goes, and kind of work on those big problems as we're working on these little everyday, okay, here's a tax break for everyday Americans, Americans with children, Americans with small businesses, so that we're able to kind of ride this out, but also keeping our eye on the prize and making sure that we're doing everything that we possibly can to make the economy stable for the future.
Mm-hmm. Mark, how do you react to the little things, so-called little things that the president is going to propose, some of these savings account measures and things like that? Sounds like Clinton small bore stuff from the 1990s, or does it sound like fighting to you?
I think that actually sounds great. It is a fight in a way, because the little things that affect everyday Americans are what really matters, isn't it? Like the things like the clash for clunkers and the tax credit for more energy efficient windows and things like that. They're little, but it's everyone who does it in America will be affected by it. So I think that they're really great, and that's really going to help people.
All right. Well, Mark in Watcheng, Scott in Soho, Lisa in Purchase, thank you all. You were great. Thank you for coming on and engaging. Who needs paid pundits when we have you guys? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And again, an invitation to all of you to join the collaborative writing project we've taken on before the State of the Union speech tomorrow night. On our webpage, Brian Lehrer Show listeners working together to write a version of the speech, not a debate. It's a collaborative draft State of the Union writing project. Check it out if you want to join it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll join you tomorrow morning for a State of the Union preview, and we'll do a live chat during the State of the Union speech tomorrow night. So a lot to come tomorrow on State of the Union Day. Talk to you then. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.